To you. It is very good to be here in this place here this morning. We're not getting rained on, we're not outside, and it's a warm, cozy environment inside, and we can console one another after the football game last night. It's important to gather to do all those things. Yeah, we do have some closet Cougar fans here. Yep. Cougar grads. Yep. There were a lot of Cougar fans in Corvallis this weekend. It was nuts. But of course, the greatest reason is that we're a family, as we discussed in our Bible study this morning. We're a church family gathered here, brothers and sisters in Christ, and we share in that relationship that we have with one another. And then we get to hear the good news that God is our Heavenly Father who loves us. And so it gives us great encouragement. So many good reasons to be here this morning for church. We do have quite a few announcements, so we're going to get right into it. The first one that I would share is that next Sunday is a special one. Actually, the next five Sundays, we have special themed worship services, the next five. This next Sunday is going to be what we're calling Concordia Sunday, October 14th. The brass ensemble from Concordia University Portland is going to be leading us in the music for our worship next Sunday. And so you'll have time to interact with the brass ensemble director and also find out more information about Concordia University Portland. That's a Lutheran university just 70 miles north of us that has 5,000 students. So during the Bible study hour, we're going to hear more about Concordia Portland as well. We'll pick up with our study of Joseph next, the following Sunday, October 21st. The other thing, actually, I'm seeing it. Wow, this is, I'm going to just pass it on because I don't want to repeat anything. Callie's got an important announcement.
So Friday the 19th, we have a CPR class scheduled for 4 p.m. We need at least five people to sign up to keep the class open. Right now we've got three people interested. The cost, if you need a card for work to fulfill a work obligation, it's $20, which is the cost for the American Heart Association to issue the card. If you don't need a card and you just want to go through the CPR class, it's a $5 donation to the Philomath Police Department. And they'll be doing adult, child, and infant CPR. So just by a show of hands, besides the three people who have already said they are interested, is there anybody else interested in taking this class? Excellent. Talk to Oscar, give him your name, and he will get you signed up for that day. All right?
I'll try to be succinct. One, if you have any money for the Garvins or cards or anything, if you want to give anything to me, great. If you want to wait and give it on the 28th, that's as great as well. Two, please empty out your mailboxes. Three, baskets. If you have anything for the baskets, make sure and give them to Kay or see her about baskets. If you also just want to donate money to her to do some shopping, that's great. Again, the other things are, there's a lot of changes because of the kitchen, and so everything's kind of labeled, but you're all welcome to look to see where anything goes. And a lot of the supplies have been put back in the fellowship storage room, so if you're looking for cleaning things and extra things, they're in the fellowship hall. Also, we're kind of all in charge of helping to clean the church. We do have some hired help. We do have the Holroyds who volunteer to vacuum, which is wonderful. But if you see anything that needs to be done, emptying the dishwasher, anything like that, go for it. There's no one assigned to it. And so anyone can do that. And then I think that was about it. So just look at the signs in the kitchen to where some of the things are until they get into their real places. But mainly Fellowship Hall storage room has a lot of stuff in there, like cleaning supplies.
Just very briefly, the blood drive here at Peace is going to be on October 17th. And we would like a few more people to sign up for volunteers. And this is just to help. You just help the people go from where they donate to the place where they sit and have cookies, just so they don't fall down, whatever. You don't have to be a big macho person, but it's a fun thing. It's part of being the family. If you'd like to sign up and help, if you have some time between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m., come and see me, please. Thanks. I am back with my clipboards, and they are for the cookie jar for the bazaar. And one of the sign-up sheets is to sign up to bring cookies, and then the other one is to help working the cookie jar. From we have 2-hour increments from 9 to 11, 11 to 1, and 1 to 3, and if we can get two people for each of those, that would be very helpful. And so please see me so that you can put your name on these clipboards. Thank you.
Pieces by Piece meets tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Anybody that has a project that might need finished that we can help you with, bring it on. Other than that, we do have a hand project that we're going to be working on. The quilt raffle is continuing. It's going to be in the fellowship hall, tickets for sale. $2 a piece, three for five. And that drawing is going to take place at 3 o'clock, November the 10th, Saturday. You do not have to be here to win, but it's going to be just before we start cleanup at 3 o'clock. Our room has to be all put back together again for fellowship on Sunday. Also, there is a selection of these cards. There's a stack of them on the Northex. These are for you to take, hand out to friends, relation, meeting places, wherever you might be able to help us get the word out. Thank you.
Okay, that does it for announcements.